Luke chapter 11. And so it was that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, When ye pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, let thy will be done, even in earth as it is in heaven. Our daily bread give us for the day, and forgive us our sins, for even we forgive every man that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Moreover, he said unto him, Which of ye shall have a friend, and shall go to him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine is come out of the way to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he within should answer and say, Trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot arise and give them to thee. I say unto you, though he would not arise and give him, because he is his friend, yet doubtless because of his importunity, he would rise and give him as many as he needed. And I say unto you, Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he ask an egg, will he give him a scorpion? If ye then, which are evil, can give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that desire him? Then he cast out a devil, which was dumb. And when the devil was gone out, the dumb spake, and the people wondered. But some of them said, He casteth out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of the devils. And others tempted him, seeking of him a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts, and said unto them, Every kingdom divided against itself shall be desolate, and an house divided against an house falleth. So if Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because ye say that I cast out devils through Beelzebub. If I through Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore shall they be your judges. But if I by the finger of God cast out devils, doubtless the kingdom of God is come unto you. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, the things that he possesseth are in peace. But when a stronger than he cometh upon him, and overcometh him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted, and divideth his spoils. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest. And when he findeth none, he saith, I will return unto mine house whence I came out. And when he cometh, he findeth it swept and garnished. Then goeth he, and taketh to him 7 other spirits worse than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. So the last state of that man is worse than the first. And it came to pass, as he said these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice, and said unto him, Blessed is the womb that bare thee, and the paps which thou hast sucked. But he said, Yea, rather blessed are they that hear the word of God, and keep it. And when the people were gathered thick together, he began to say, This is a wicked generation, they seek a sign, and there shall no sign be given them, but the sign of Jonah the prophet. For as Jonah was a sign to the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be to his generation. The Queen of the South shall rise in judgment with the men of this generation, and shall condemn them, for she came from the utmost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, a greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation, and shall condemn it. For they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, a greater than Jonah is here. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, putteth it in a privy place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, then is thy whole body light. But if thine eye be evil, then thy body is dark. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. If therefore thy whole body shall be light, having no dark, then shall all be light, even as when a candle doth light thee with the brightness. And as he spake, a certain Pharisee besought him to dine with him, and he went in and sat down at the table. And when the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not first washed his hands before dinner. And the Lord said to him, Indeed, ye Pharisees make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but the inward part is full of ravening and wickedness. Ye fools, did not he that made that which is without make that which is within also? Therefore, give alms of those things which you have, and behold, all things shall be clean unto you. But woe be to you, Pharisees, for ye tithe the mint and the rue, and all manner herbs, and pass over judgment and the love of God. These ought ye to have done, and not to have left the other undone. Woe be to you, Pharisees, for ye love the uppermost seats in the synagogues, and greetings in the markets. Woe be to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are as graves which appear not, and the men that walk over them perceive not. Then answered one of the lawyers, and said unto him, Master, thus saying thou, puttest us to rebuke also. And he said, Woe be to you also, ye lawyers, for ye laid men with burdens grievous to be borne, and ye yourselves touch not the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe be to you, for ye build the sepulchres of the prophets, and your fathers killed them. Truly ye bear witness, and allow the deeds of your fathers, for they killed them, and ye build their sepulchres. Therefore, said the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets and apostles, and of them they shall slay and persecute away, that the blood of all the prophets shed from the foundation of the world may be required of this generation, from the blood of Abel unto the blood of Zechariah, which was slain between the altar and the temple. Verily I say unto you, it shall be required of this generation. Woe be to you, lawyers, for ye have taken away the key of knowledge. Ye entered not in yourselves, and them that came in ye forbade. And as he said these things unto them, the scribes and Pharisees began to urge him sore, and to provoke him to speak of many things, laying wait for him, and seeking to catch something of his mouth, whereby they might accuse him.